On this episode of Shit I Learned the Hard Way, understanding business risk and technical risk. I think for many technical and IT people, they see technical risk as sort of like the highest level of risks. In other words, if there is technical risk in anything, then you shouldn't do it. And we see that technical risk a lot associated mostly with the security of technologies. And so what we find oftentimes is that different types of projects get killed, different types of technologies don't get adopted because there's this perception that there is security risk associated with that particular technology. But what's interesting is this. While technical people and IT people love to think that technical risk is the high order, that's the thing that counts the most, the reality is that technical risk is only a component of this broader category of business risk. And what's been really interesting in 2020 with COVID has been this exposure of how business risk decision making takes technical risk as an input, but can oftentimes override technical risk concerns. Here's what I mean by that. When you look at a lot of companies and ask them why they haven't allowed their workers to work from home, you hear everything from privacy concerns, client concerns, data concerns, productivity concerns, all sorts of concerns as to why organizations have been unable to adopt sort of this concept of a remote worker. And what gets interesting about that all of a sudden this year is this. All of those companies that have failed to do so all of a sudden are facing something very, very real, a very real existential crisis. Will my business exist at the end of this year if people can't physically come into the building and work? And that's caused them to look at sort of technical risk and weigh it in a very different way. They've had to look at it and say, are we willing to accept some of these technical risks in order to preserve our very being as an organization or as a business? And that's really important. So if you think about it this way, so business risk is composed of lots of different risks, and you'll see dozens of articles on this and lots of different components, but the big ones to think about are things like market risks, things that are failures to be in a market, economic risks, things that are kind of outside of the organization's control that have to do with the economy, big E economy in general. You'll see financial risks, decisions that are made that might put companies' finances in jeopardy. You'll see compliance risk is a big one. You know, things that I might do that might run afoul with regulators or compliance rules that could cause the business a tremendous amount of risk. And technical risk falls as another one of those categories of business risk. But what you find is awaiting is that sort of the IT side of the problem always looks at it and says, technical risk is the high order. That's the most important thing. It weighs the most when you consider business risks. And what we've kind of learned this year is that that's really not the case. In fact, professionally, when I look at companies that have a hard time adopting technologies, you often get the long detailed explanation as to why they can't do that. And the interesting thing about that is that they don't weigh the bigger business risk. What happens if we don't do this very often? That causes a real problem for the organization. And again, we're seeing that. We're living that right now. We're living in a world where all of the excuses and reasons for not spending the time to create a secure remote working capability in the organizations have negatively impacted many, many, many businesses, right? So that's actually causes a problem. In fact, another way to think of it is this. When I talk about cloud adoption with customers, people often ask me, how long does cloud adoption take? And I tell them, well, it kind of depends on what your compelling factor is. So for example, I've worked with companies where they've had 1 year to get out of a data center and get into the cloud. And surprisingly enough, they were able to do it in 1 year. For companies that have 3 years to do it, it takes about 3 years. And why does that happen? What's the difference? Is it an effort thing? No, it's actually an interesting way where business risk starts to trump technical risk. In those cases where it takes 1 year, all of a sudden, all those little technical problems, all those little technical issues that buzz around get put aside because if IT isn't out of the data center and in the cloud within a year, there's a lot of punitive financial risk to the organization. There could be compliance risk to the organization. There could be market risk to the organization. And so all of a sudden, those waiting factors get bigger, and therefore people have to get out of that data center fast. On the other hand, when you give people lots of time, that doesn't force that technical risk evaluation. That doesn't really cause an organization to look at things in a more broad sense. And that in turn leads to people taking their time, right? So the big thing to remember is this. Technical risk is a component of business risk. It's just a component of business risk. It's not even the biggest component of business risk. And so for as a technician, what you have to do is you have to understand that just because there's a risk, from a business risk perspective, a business has the right to agree to accept a technical risk. They have that right. And just because you think it's a bad idea, it doesn't matter. If the business is well-informed, which is your job to make the business well-informed, and they decide to take a technical risk, then that's a business decision and it's probably okay. On the business side, it's really learning to not get overwhelmed and drowned out by the technical risk voice and really consider the broader case. I think as we've seen disruptive technologies happen across different industries, a lot of the things that causes industries to not evolve, to not kind of do this digital transformation has been a overly weighing technical risk over all of the other risk. And what they found out long term is that the actual business risk, the market risk, was probably greater than the technical risk. So anyway, hope that helps. Please subscribe if you like this type of information, and we'll see you next time.